こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。1個目、クリエイティブ会社のミスチーフが反広告広告クラブをローンチしました。ミスチーフが用意した9つのオリジナルサウンドを使って TikTok に投稿し、一定の再生回数を超えるとお金がもらえます。仕組み自体は通常の広告と全く同じですが、オリジナルサウンドはそれぞれ特定企業を批判する内容の短い替え歌になっており、褒めるのではなく批判することでお金がもらえるという意味で、広告に対抗する広告となっています。TikTok のコンテンツ権益を揶揄するサウンドを使うと5000回再生で10ドル、 Amazon の人権侵害及び組合潰しは5万回再生で100ドル、 NFL が選手の安全を軽視していることは10万回で200ドル、テスラが組合潰しと社員の健康管理を怠っていることは50万回再生で1000ドルなど、企業によって再生回数の加減が異なります。
The creative startup Mischief has launched the Anti-Advertising Advertising Club. Mischief has prepared 9 original sounds which can be posted to TikTok for monetary rewards, given that they reach a certain number of views. While the system is identical to advertising, the original sounds contain parody music critical of each company. As the content is critical of brands, rather than venerating them, they claim that it is opposition to advertising.Use a sound which criticizes TikTok censorship and get 5,000 views in order to earn $10. 50,000 views criticizing Amazon for human rights abuses and union busting earns $100. 100,000 views criticizing the NFL for downplaying player injuries earns $200. And 500,000 views criticizing Tesla for union busting and neglecting workers' health earns $1,000. The minimum number of views required for payout is different for each company.
そう、この会社なんかいろんなことをやってて、最近だとあの Netflix Hangouts っていうのがちょっとニュースになってたけど、その仕事中に Netflix を見てるときにそれがバレそうになったら、この Netflix Hangouts っていう Chrome のエクステンションを使うと、こう画面が4分割されて電話会議してるみたいな画面が出るのね。でこう人が喋ってる様子が映るんだけど、右下の枠だけ Netflix の動画が流れてて、で電話会議してるふりしながら Netflix 見れますよみたいなのが、あのエクステンションを作ったりとか、あのチキンスクイキーチキンボンっていうあのスクイキーチキンあるじゃん、おもちゃの、あれがボングになってる。
The long neck one?
いやそれのバングを売ってたりとか、まあ、あんまりこう こういうことをする会社って決まってるわけじゃないっぽくて、何でもやりたいことをやるっていうか、作りたいものを作るみたいなスタートアップなんだけど、
It's a viral agency, right? Sort of a viral marketing startup. I mean, is there some official word for these kinds of companies? There have been a few, like
Art Collectives とか、なんか、まあ、いろんな Creative Agency とかいろんな名前で自分たちのことを説明してるっぽいけど、まあ、ずっと結構広告は嫌いというか、そのキャピタリズムの行き過ぎについてこう批判したりとかしてて、で、まあ、今回の反広告広告クラブも一応なんかマニフェストがあって、サイトに行くと、なんか昔はセルアウトするっていうことが意味嫌われていたのに、今ではもうそれが普通になっちゃって、みんながセルアウトするしてるよねっていう、こうお金のために、あの、まあ、自分のプラットフォームを使ってものを宣伝したりとか、だからそのみんながそんなにセルアウトしたいっていうことならば、そのインパルスを逆に逆手にとってこういう取り組みをしますみたいな。
How much advertising money do you think goes into negative campaigns? Obviously they exist. We see them in the political domain all the time.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of advertising or advertisements which sort of allude to their primary competitor in an ambiguous way. So it's not, you know, defamatory or something, right? But it's quite common. It's not like ads don't do this, right?
まあ、とはいえそこにすごい予算を割く企業ってそんなにないというか、アメリカだと例えばテレビ CM とかでもはっきりこう名前を出してこ うちの洗剤はあっちの洗剤よりいいよって言ったりとか、
mm-hmm.
っていうのはあるけど、まああんまり。
How about in politics? Don't you think there's a lot of money?
まあ politics はあるけど、
negative advertising?
Yeah, 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 for sure.
What about the stock market?
ただまあこういう、ただこういうなんだろうね、例えばアマゾンとかテスラとか NFL とかっていうのは基本的に巨大だし広告のお金ありまくりだから。
Tesla spends zero money on advertising. They don't even give people, they don't even give celebrities cars. They've never spent money on advertising. You've never seen an ad for Tesla. They don't exist.
Right, but I mean, like, they do have resources to, like, you know, talk to the media, invite them to, you know, 市場とか.
Well, the media wants to do that.
Yeah, and it's a win-win situation for the company too, right?
Right, but Tesla, if you're against advertising, Tesla is the best example, the only example of a major corporation that has been successful without advertising. It's the only one.That I'm aware of. And if you're the anti-advertising group, I mean, there's so much propaganda against companies like Tesla, obviously because there's financial interests from Big Oil. You remember Big Oil, right?
Yeah, but I think it's healthy to some extent because, like, you know, it is a big company now and...They do have certain power, and someone needs to be checking with them.
But isn't the company doing good things, though? They don't spend any money on advertising. And obviously, if you care about the environment,
that's
ride.
Definitely great. But especially when it's like companies that has huge followings of people who love it so much.
So what?
And they will like, they tend to have this like swarm mentality and they will like defend the company no matter what, especially online. Like I see that on Twitter too. So
do you think the allegations are true?
I don't know. But like, for example, I saw one person complaining about their roof.Like flying away.
Mm.
But
you see that this happens to the exclusion of criticism of big oil tied, you know, companies that are associated with big oil. So like General Motors, all the massive, you know, Audi. Do you remember the whole diesel scandal?
Yeah.
You remember that, right? So all the competitors, are they good companies? Are they doing better?Than Tesla. So what happens is the investment is, you know, we're choosing between, you know, GM and Audi.
なんだ、例えばこれ難しいのは逆に今ここでこのミスチーフがなんでテスラをじゃあシングルアウトしてピックアウトしたのか、その裏の背景は私は分かんないけど、テスラに関してはなんだろう、高い期待があるというか、そのすごいいいことしてるねっていうまずナラティブがあるわけじゃん。すごいいいことしてる、うん、ああもうこんないろんなことやってめっちゃ頑張ってるし、じゃあ他のカーインダストリーで見たときに、まあなんていうの、めちゃくちゃ環境破壊したりとか政府と癒着してすごい補助金もらってたりとか、
うん、
そういうところと対抗して頑張ってほしいっていう思いがあるがゆえに、なんかちゃんとしてほしいっていう、なんていうの、そのいろんな悪いニュースが出てきたときに、あ本当にちゃんとやってくれてるのかなっていう期待値が高いっていうのはあると思うよ、それは。
So in in financial markets, there's something called FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. There's massive manipulation of the public's perception of various corporations. And the perception is essentially what determines the valuation of these companies, right? And so if you have massive corporate interests in something like fossil fuels or oil, then you will have massive propagandizing against things that threaten that industry. This is, you know, basic stuff, right? So there are so many paid shills. So a paid shill is someone, you know, some ex NASA, you know, someone that supposedly has credibility. And, you know, you see this happening on the debate with climate change also. A lot of the skepticism around the climate change issue comes from paid shills, these experts that have, you know, are funded by big oil. And you can look at the stock market and see there's an absolutely ginormous short interest in equities like Tesla. And that drives, that's a massive, massive incentive for FUD. This is important stuff to recognize that is happening. You know, things like we have to have, you know, fair treatment of all these different corporations, and it can't sort of be this outrage feeling based thing. And we need to make sure that allegations like this are true if you're going to be, you know, propagating that. So it's, I mean, I like mischievous companies like this, sort of disruptive organizations like this, but to me, I hate advertising, I think, more than anybody. And I have a lot of respect for what Tesla's accomplished without advertising. So because Tesla does not pay the media, unlike all of their competitors, the media slanders them, obviously, because the media is sponsored by, you know, Toyota, GM, you know, Chrysler, whoever. It's that's where the distortion comes from, right? Because right. if you're running ads for some company, you can't really run articles disparaging them. They'll pull the ads.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think that the problem is more like, なんだろう、そのお金もらってるっていうのはもちろんあるし、そのなんだ、実際に自分の仕事の経験から言うと、もう関係性が出来上がってるわけじゃん、その老舗の車会社とかっていうのと、まあ、記者とかって、だからそこでもうパイプができてるし、話もいろいろ聞いてるし、じゃあテスラってどうなんですかねって聞いた時に、まあそこのその老舗の人たちからのインサイトをまず受けると思うし、なんだ、そのそこでもう影響を受けてるっていうか、まあ、そのお金どうこうでもちろんあると思うけど、まあ、その個人的なリレーションシップもかなり大きいから、そこでそもそも最初からとても不利っていうのはあったと思うけど、
うん、
まあ、だからといってなんだろう、全部が全部クリーンかっていうとそういうわけじゃないんじゃないかと思うこともあるし、なんだろう、イーロン・マスクの下で働くっていうのは、まあ、ワークライフバランスがなくなっちゃうみたいな言ってる人は結構いるわけじゃん、
うん、
でそれは結構容易に想像できるっていうか、スティーブ・ジョブズもそうだったし、
It wouldn't be the company that it is if it didn't have, you know, the culture that it has. And
でもそれがなんだろう、いいかっていうと良くはないと思うから、ある程度こう社会からそこはチェックされてるっていうのは大事だと思う。それ逆になんだろう、こう宗教みたいな感じで大好きな人がいっぱいいるからこそ搾取しようと思えばできるっていうか、でその当人が搾取されてることにも気づかないみたいな環境ってもう簡単に出来上がっちゃうからさ。
I think people are being influenced by propaganda. And I think, you know, if you really look into these issues, it's not really what it seems. And I follow it pretty closely.
And yeah, I mean, so, I do agree that, like,
and anti-advertising, like, holy smokes, it just, I don't know.
で、その中でも一番高額なのはこのパーディファーマーとパランティア、
うん、
でパーディファーマーはあのオキシコーテン、あのオピオイドですごい儲けてるからっていう理由で500万回で1万ドル、パランティアはビッグデータの会社でこれは1000万回で2万ドル、うん、この2つはあのワンタイムペイメントオンリーって書いてあった。さすがに。
うん。How do you think people, what's the best way for people to, I guess, take action about some companies' misconduct in this sense? And I mean, obviously, in this case, people are, would, you know, people may not care. They just want to get paid, right? But if, you know, if you think some company is doing something, let's say Amazon, you know, is doing something shady, I mean, I guess you could start by not using Amazon. I mean, that would be the most obvious thing.
Mm. まあ、いろいろあるよね。だからその、課金してるんだったらそれをやめるとか、まあ、違う、逆に競合のサービスをあえて使うとか、まあ、その使い続けるにしても問題があると思ったらそれをツイッターとか、まあ、いろんなところで発信するとか、
うん、
まあ、その企業の中の人に自分たちはウォッチしてますよっていう姿勢を見せるとか、まあ、実際あの企業に問い合わせるとかもありだと思うし、
うん、
何かすごい悪徳なことをしてる場合はね、
うん、You know the founder of this Sorry, what were you going to say?
No, it's okay.
The founder of this company stated, he was describing the company, and he said, "We're not here to make the world a better place. We're making light of how much everything sucks." And so they kind of have this nihilist philosophy, yeah. And they've created a lot of strange, like, viral products.
Mm.
I mean, they've... And
なんかトースターの形の石鹸とかその謎の、
well,
あの商品なんかね、リソースを自分で確保で、
right?
いや、リソースを自分で確保できれば何でもやっていいっていうポリシーらしくて、その社員に対して自分の、
mm.
だから、まあ、社員が10人以下ぐらいの感じだったと思うけど、
I think they did somecollaboration with one of the major shoe companies. I think it was Nike or somebody.
The Jesus shoes?
Yeah, and they put like holy water from the river Jordan in the soles of the shoes.
Right.
And I don't know if like religious people were buying the shoes or just fashion people.
このなんか話を読んだとき別に意味はもちろんわかるんだけど、あの日本語にするってなったときに、
うん、
この TikTok のサウンドのことを日本語でなんて言ってんだろうとか、その用語がわかんなくて、多分日本語だとオリジナルサウンドって言ってるっぽいと思ってそれにしたけど、なんかちょっと年取った気分だったなんか英語だとそのままじゃん、
yeah.
サウンドって。だけど日本でみんななんて呼んでんのかそもそも知らないっていう、
うん、そうな、
うん、なんか周りに TikTok の話する人があんまいないし、
Have you used it?
No.
Do you know people that use it?
Yeah.
Hmm. A lot of people?
No.
Just like a couple of people that use it?
うん、私もバインとかは見てたのね、
uh-huh.
まあ、だからそれと同じような感じなんだろうなと勝手に思ってるけど。
Aren't there TikToks on Instagram? Don't we see them there?
ああ、なんか Real みたいなやつ。They just started it, right? 結構新しいよね。
Doesn't it like say TikTok on it sometimes? Or...
ああ、あの、転載してるみたいなやつね。
うん。
多分。いやいやいや。
うん。So are we looking at TikTok or is it?
You're looking at TikTok through
Instagram.
でも Vine もそうだったじゃん。Vine も。それをそのままなんだろう。インスタに持ってきてるっていうか、
うん、
でもなんだろうね、結構情報を得るみたいな感じじゃないじゃん、単純にエンターテインメントっていうか見て笑うみたいな。だからもう若かったら、高校生とかだったらめっちゃ使うだろうなと思う。
We missed it。
うん、 Vine も結構面白い人たちいっぱいいたけど、なんかさ、一人さ、フランス人の有名な人知らない？ヴァインの。なんか、街で知らない人に話しかけて、なんかすごい短い時間で、その全然知らない人を笑わせるみたいな。こう、心が温まるみたいなやつがあって、それすごい見てた。
I have seen some videos. It's like a really weird category of videos. I don't know why this reminded me of that reminded me of this, but on YouTube, this video shows up and it's like from like 1989 or something like that. And it's just a guy with a camcorder and he walks into a 7-Eleven and he's like talking to all these different people in the 7-Eleven, just making small talk, and it's, I don't know, that kind of like casual, unplanned content is like so rare now. You know, everything is like so, like, you know, you're recording, like it's made for the platform, right? But back then people were just sort of recording stuff and they didn't really know how to act on the platform. You know, and now it's like, you know, coordinated dances and it's, I don't know, feels less organic, I guess.
Yeah, it's a lot of work for sure, right?
It feels like, or it looks like it is a lot of work now. Mm. Like it's a very professional thing to do, right?
Mm. Yeah, そうだよね。だって準備しないといけないから、単純になんかメイクとかもそうだし、服とかもそうだし、その、コレオグラフィーとかも覚えてみたいな、でいかにこうライクをいっぱいゲットするかとか結構大変だよね。まあでも自分が若かったら絶対やってたかな。やってたかな。動画自分のまあやってたな。だって正直写真とかさガンガン載せてたし、マイスペースとか考えるとその、この写真ネットに載せて大丈夫かなとかそういう意識全くなかったもんじゃない、全世界に公開だったしさマイスペース。
So you think you would have just gone all in?
Totally.
Become an influencer?
I don't know, butそこまで頑張るかどうか分かんないけど、でも、前やってたね。だから今、若くなくてよかった。大変だよ、今の若い子たちはね。次、サイコロジカルサイエンスに掲載されたジョンズ・ホプキンス大学の人の選択と好みに関する研究で、10から20ヶ月の赤ちゃんにカラフルなブロックを2種類見せてどちらか選ばせた後、今度は先ほど選ばなかったブロックと新しいブロックを見せました。すると赤ちゃんは安定して新しいブロックを選ぶ傾向にあり、先ほど自分が選ばなかったものは好きじゃないに違いないと自ら判断していることが分かりました。試しにチームが代わりに最初のブロックを選んで渡した場合、この傾向はなくなり、自ら選択する行為が影響していることが分かりました。この現象は大人にも見られ、特に好みが形成されていない場合でも、自分が最初に選ばなかったものはあまり好きではないに違いないと考える傾向にあります。
In a study about people's choices and preferences published in Psychological Science by researchers at Johns Hopkins University, babies between 10 and 20 months old were shown two different color blocks. Once the baby selected one of the blocks, it was replaced with a new block. The researchers found that on average, babies tended to select the new block, suggesting that they are thinking, "I didn't choose that other block last time, I guess I didn't like it very much." When the researchers chose the block for the child, the effect went away, suggesting that the act of choosing influenced their preferences. It is also thought that the phenomenon occurs in adults, particularly in areas where our preferences have not been formed, and adults tend to think that they do not like what they didn't initially choose.
そう、なので、まあ、パッと考えると、何かを人が選ぶときっていうのは、なんか理由があって好きな方を選んでるのかなって思いがちなんだけど、常にそういうわけではなくて、最初は適当にランダムに選んで、それが好みになってるっていう。だから好きだから選んでんじゃなくて、選んだから好きになるっていう、あの、逆の方向もあるんですよっていう話。結構面白いよね。その自分が選んだものをどうこうっていうより、多分選ばなかったもの。自分が選ばなかったから、これはあんまり良くないんだみたいな。なんか自分の行動で考えてみると、例えばなんか自分はたまたま小学校の時にクラッシュバンディクがやりたくてプレステを買ったんだけど、なんかそれのせいで自分はプレステ派なんだみたいな。わかる？なんか別にじゃあ Xbox とか任天堂とかをすごい調べて本当にどっちがいいのかとかを調査したわけじゃないんだけど、たまたま最初に買ったのがプレステだったから、なんかプレステが一番いいに違いないみたいな。
You kind of like it more as you use it, right?
いやいやいや、そうそう。まあ愛着も湧くしね。自分が一番知ってるやつだから、もう私はプレステ派ですみたいな。
It's like loyalty too, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so.
Aren't you like loyal to, you know, like the first block?
いや、それもあるし、やっぱり最初に自分が選ばなかったものがすごい優れてるってあんまり思いたくないっていう心理も多分あるよね。そうするとこう今まで何してたんだって話になるし、これがいいに違いないっていう。
I feel like there might be a biasing effect of the new block being new also. So once they replace the first block, right? You have a new block and you have an old block. And that's also a biasing factor because the new block is newer.
そうなんだけど、そのだって when the team chose the block for them, of the two, その次に渡すときまた新しいの渡してるわけじゃん。だけどその傾向がなくなってるっていうことは、なんだろう、見たことないやつだからそれを選んでるとも限らないっていうことだよね。だからこそ面白いっていうか。だから。
Are we sure it's random that initial choice? It seems like random.To me, random kind of means it's...
Random の定義にもよるよね。だから例えば自分、例えば自分の子供を見ててもさ、何色がいいって言った時にこっちって選ぶやつが、本当にそれがなんか理由があって好きで選んでる時もあれば、多分本当にインパルスというか何も考えないで選んでる時もあるし、
There could also be a left-right bias, you know, so they would have to randomize the placement of the blocks because most babies are right-handed and have a dominant eye and would have some kind of left-right bias, right?
でも10から20ヶ月だと、まあ、2歳ぐらいになるとダメなの、あるっちゃあるけど、でも大人よりはないよ。大人ほどじゃないというか、特に
Well,
1歳代だと全然右利きでも左手全然出るし。
I think that's a neurological thing, isn't it? And it's sort of our proprioception is reinforced over time. We feel more and more right-handed because we're getting better and better at using our right hand. And
right.
The better we get with our right side, then the more we use it. And so...
Yeah, yeah. So the effects are, you know, way smaller than grown-ups.
But this, you know, just putting two things down in front of a baby, you know, it's kind of...
あとね、これね、右手、左手っていうよりは、ハイハイで取りに行ってんだよね。ハイハイか、まあ2歳だったら歩いて取りに行ってるから。
But you're going left or right, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if they put the blocks above and below each other, you know, so the baby could... The baby maybe...
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Do they
not
want to climb?
まあそれを使うかもしれないよね、ちょっとは。Yeah, it's possible.
Do you think we find out who we are by the choices that we make?
だそれ難しいよね。なんだろう。すごい好きなものがあるときに、それがなんで好きなんだろうというか、例えば自分の子供見てて、電車が死ぬほど好きだし、トーマスめっちゃ好きで、
mm-hmm.
それがでもなんか、最初の頃にたまたまそれに出会って、機会が多かったから好きになったのか。
So it was like random, but it wasn't a choice.
なんかよくわかんないんだよね。見ててもよくわかんない。
Well, it's important though, right? Like, we should try to understand, you know, who we are and why we like what we like. And if I ask you to describe yourself, or you have to fill out like a, I don't know,like a
yeah, yeah.
profile, then it's like, you know, yeah. I like pizza and I like going to the beach and I like listening to alternative rock music and
yeah, 自分が好きなものを自分がちゃんと把握してるっていうのは結構大事だと思うし、まあそれは英語話す文化だと特に何が好きとか何で好きとかっていうことを日本語よりは聞かれる機会が多いと思うから、なんだろう。それに答えられるっていうのはコミュニケーションとしてっていうよりかは自分を知るっていう意味では大事なのかなと思ってて、だから子供にもすごいちっちゃい時からあのチョイスをあげるようにしてる。なんかこれとこれどっちがいいとか、じゃあもう超たまにしかジュースあげないんだけど、まあ外出しててじゃあこのレストランにオレンジジュースとリンゴジュースありますってなったら、どれがいいどっちがいいとか。
I think we copy a lot too.
Yeah.
Like you want to like what someone else likes, right? You want to like what cool people like. You don't want to like what uncool people like.
もうちょっと大きくなるとそういうのもあるよね、きっとね。それが本当に自分がだから好きだったかどうかわかんないもんね、もはやそうなると。てかそもそも本当に好きってどういうことなんだろうとかそういう。
What's your favorite color?
Gold.
Gold?
うん。
Is that a color?
これ前言ったっけ？これ言っこの話したよね前。してないっけ？なんか日本語だと好きな色、好きな色何って日本語で言われてゴールドって言ったら別にあ金色が好きって言ったらみんな金を色として認識してるから金色っていう言葉もあるぐらいだし、へーって普通に終わるのに。マイケルとかうちの夫にゴールド好きって言うと、え、ゴールド色じゃなくないって言われる。
Yeah.
ゴールドっていうのはその素材のも素材じゃんみたいな。
So in my brain, I'm like, okay, yellow.
絶対違うじゃん。だって金と黄色違うじゃん。
でもそれはなぜか。Why do you like gold?
だこれカルチャーショックだよ。いや、きれいじゃない？なんかうち。金っぽいあの金って言ってもキラキラしてない 金もあるじゃん。それこそ、
mm-hmm.
だから黄土色とか金黄色に近いけど、なんかうちそういうクッションとかカーテンとかの色なのね。
Mm-hmm.
そういうインテリアとかもあとアクセサリーとかもゴールドが好きだけど。
What about
それは色じゃないって言われる。
Like a favorite shape.
Shape?
Like square, circle, triangle.
え、その三択?
Yeah.
Circle.
Hmm.
角がない方がいいじゃん。
Hmm.
How about you?
I don't know. I like hexagons.
あ、そう。
But I didn't give you that choice.
Yeah. ダメじゃん。え、じゃあその3つだったら四角がいいってこと?角が多い方がいいの?
I wanna like triangles, but they're so like physical triangular things are really annoying.
Yeah, they're pointy.
Yeah, they're super pointy. And
mm-hmm.
I think I wanted to say circle, but you took it. And now I feel like, see, now I feel like I have to like something else of those
そう、
three.
そういうのもあるよね、多分ね。
I
want to
be unique. I'm special. Yeah, そうだね。Right?
なんかたまにいるじゃん、なんか俺タイタニック見たことないしみたいな、なんかその逆張りっていうか、みんなが好きなものを嫌いって言いたいみたいな。でもそれ誰にでもちょっとはあると思うんだけど、
betting too, like if you're betting on something and then you end up picking the same thing, it's like okay, I'll switch my bet, now I'm rooting for the other guy, and then all of a sudden you're like 本気You're actually rooting for the other. But you just changed it to avoid picking the same one, right?
Yeah.
So there's often an illusion of choice, too. And so we're given a very limited set of choices. And then we'll choose something from that limited set. And then we feel like we totally made our own choice.
Yep.
But we didn't constrain the original set. Somebody else did, right?
そう。なんか、まあ、好きな動物とかもそうだ。まあ、今回の研究の今後の予定みたいなのが書いてあって、それは、その、今度は逆にチョイスがありすぎる場合にそれがどういう影響を与えるのかっていう、あの、研究をしていきますって書いてあったのね。それまさに多分いろんな人が今ネットフリックスとか、その見るものありすぎて逆に見るものない問題みたいなあるじゃん。何見ていいか分かんないっていう。
You know, if you're on Netflix and let's say you were gonna watch 10 documentaries in a row, and there's nothing else on Netflix except for documentaries, and you're given the choice betweenanimal rights documentaries and environmentalism, you know, environmental destruction documentaries, and you know, space documentaries or political documentaries, right? And each of us as individuals sort of self-select into some domain ofinformation and essentially a cause, an agenda, beliefs, things we care about. And it happens to the exclusion of the causes, beliefs, agendas, and people, or things that people care about that would be induced from a different set of documentaries, right? So if I only watched, you know, animal rights documentaries,then I would come out feeling like that's really important. And it may even be way more important than a lot of other issues. But it kind of ends up being, you know, whichever series of documentaries you happen to consume, right?
Yeah.
And then those people get in conflicts with the people that are watching different documentaries, have different preferences, right?And so your impression of how important issues are in the world relative to other issues, right? And politics is about the allocation of limited resources, right?
Yep.
Society consists of human beings that have no way to really measure the gravity of these different issues whatsoever.
So, そう、それまさにこの間私ちょうど考えてたことなんだけど、なんか政治のことを考えてた時に、そのそれぞれみんなゴールが違うわけじゃん。なんかお金なくてもすごい幸せな方がいいっていう人もいれば、お金ないと幸せになれないっていう人もいれば、なんだろう、お金が最大限にあって最大限に幸せがいいっていう人もいれば、で別にそれは正解不正解ってなくて、で政治ってそうみんなの生活をまあサポートしたり変えたりする役割なものなわけじゃん。だけど個人個人がゴールが違うから、なんだろう、その政治家もそれぞれゴールが違うし、だからこう、まあ、コンフリクトが起きるって当たり前だよなっていうだからそれも当たり前なんだけど、なんかなんだろうね、政治家のゴールがそれぞれみんな違うから、政治家同士でも多分ギャップがあるだろうし。
Have you watched the Social Dilemma documentary?
No.
That Skasarin recommended. So
well, everyone's recommending me to watch it.
I watched that.
But I haven't watched it yet.
I watched that a couple days ago. I genuinely believe that that documentary is the most important piece of media that has been created this year. And it's not even close. It is so...so important. Like, I know Tsukasa was really pushing that documentary, but after I watched it, I'm like, man, Tsukasa should have pushed that documentary even more. Like, it's the only thing that if we can be aware of, can really begin to mend the technological disruption to our epistemological institutions in our society. It's super important. It's about the balkanization of epistemology. It's thoroughly underway.
I definitely believe you, but like, again, this is something that you just described, right? Like you watch something on Netflix and then you think that this is the most important thing. And like over other issues, and because like if I, because sometimes it feels like 自分がなんだろう、ツイッターとか全く見ずに、普通に自分の暮らしだけにフォーカスしたら、なんかそういうこともすべてどうでもいいし、それをどうでもいいって思うことも別に悪いことじゃないしとか、そういうことも最近結構考えてた。
So this documentary is so important because it steps outside the phenomenon, and it's the only thing that even tries to do it. And the phenomenon is technologically induced. And epistemology, the way in which each person develops a worldview is the most consequential thing to the future of our species. And if I have a single-serving, tailored worldview presented to me, and you have your own individualized epistemological worldview, it will degrade the fidelity of our conversations. And in many cases, conversations about fundamental facts that are important to our society become impossible because of this bifurcation in worldviews. And it's so difficult to explain this to people. It's so difficult to describe the phenomenon. I think, you know, the fact that so many people think that people that are politically opposed to them are either evil or stupid is such a red flag that we are all just inundated in divisive propaganda, that it borders on religious conflict. And this is This is happening because of the technologies we use. A large part of it is the virus. So the pandemic is exacerbating the effects of the algorithm. And then the algorithm is making it more difficult for us to actually deal with the pandemic. And it's this crazy feedback loop of, you know, our ability to contend with the world's challenges is being compromised by this epistemological balkanization. And this documentary really explains the technology behind it. And so it's, yeah, I would recommend it at least as strongly as Tsukasa did.
そうね、なんかこの間さ、あのベリーっていう雑誌のインタビューを受けて、その時になんかされた質問が何だったか忘れちゃったんだけど、それでこう答えながら、あのなんか自分の考えがまとまった部分もあった話があって、うん、なんかその分断で考えると結構アメリカの文化、その自分の意見をはっきり言う、こう白か黒かに分けてはっきり言うっていう、うん、でそれをお互いぶつけるじゃん、
うん、
それもあのヘルプしてないっていうか、私はそれがいいところだと思ってきたし、逆に日本のこう臭いものに蓋をするとか、周りに合わせて自分の意見をはっきり言わないみたいなのがもどかしいと思うことの方が今まで多かったんだけど、ここ数年やっぱりアメリカを外から見てて、逆になんか例えばアボーションの話とかも反対と賛成に分かれてめちゃくちゃやり合うわけじゃん。だけど結局あれってどっからが命でどっからが命じゃないみたいな哲学的な問題だから、こう正しい正解って正直出るわけなくて、なのですごい分断されて、こう議論が激化した結果どっちかに振り切る可能性が出てくるわけじゃん。そこで例えばトランプがさ、うん、あの、まあ、中絶する女性には罰を与えるべきだみたいなことを言って、まあ、すぐ撤回したりとか、
うん、
そういうなんか究極な方に振り切る可能性が増えてしまうというか、
うん、
なんか日本の場合は逆にこう臭いものに蓋というかグレーのままなんとなく運用していこうみたいなのがあって、だからその問題が議論として可視化されないし、みんながその問題が存在していることについても認識してるかどうかも定かではないけど、ただその代わり急に究極な方に振り切れる可能性もなく、粛々とグレーのままやっていけるみたいな、
うん、
その日本ってその母体保護法があるから一応合法ではあるけど、その中絶できる本当はね、その中絶して良い理由っていうのが定められてるわけじゃん。だけどそれをまあ解釈を超えて普通にみんなやってるわけだけど、それは私はいいと思ってるから、逆にすごい議論になって、ああこんな法を拡大解釈しちゃダメだってなっちゃうとすごい害が出るわけじゃん。そういうのを考えると、こうなんか自分の意見をはっきり言いますみたいな、それが分断を深めてこうなってしまってる面もあるなって思った。
But it's not from the speech.It's from the reality that's perceived. And the reality people perceive is getting to a point where conversations aren't bridging the gap anymore, right? Like people can't convince.
Yeah, and I think that's the, なんていうの、その自分が白か黒かどっちかつけないといけないっていうリアリティもあるわけじゃん。それは文化がベースになってると思うんだけど、その賛成か反対かみんなどっちか意見があるはずみたいなところから始まって、なんだろう、それが自分の信念ですみたいな、だから多分 I'm a Democrat とかそういう言い方にもなると思うのね、自分はこういう人ですっていう。だからそれがすごいいいしかっこいい時もあるけど、この今すごい分断が進んでるっていうのはそういう背景もあるよなとは思う。だからある意味日本みたいに なあなあにしてなんとなく進むっていうのは時間はすごいかかっちゃうこともあるから、例えば同性婚とかに関して見てるとすごいイライラする時もあるけど、なんかその代わりさっきも言ったように逆に極度の方に振り切れてすごいヘイトが爆発するみたいなのもあんまりないのかなとか、よし悪しどっちがすごい良くてどっちがすごい悪いっていう話じゃないんだけどさ。
So I think people are not, we aren't seeing people have real conversations. Like, we're not seeing people sit down and like talk in real life. The only thing that we see is people tweeting stuff, people posting things on Facebook, people, like, I see very few real life conversations where people are sitting down and actually talking about some issue, like two people that disagree. And I really think that what technology has done to the way each of us perceives the world has created a sort of very high barrier to having a... It's just extremely difficult for people that disagree on things to sit down and have a calm conversation, you know, where they're both generous with their understanding. You know, they've already vilified the other side. They vilified the other side's identity. So there's a de facto authoritative fallacy that anything that they say is not credible. And that's a horrible situation. And it has everything to do with these technology companies. It's not a human phenomenon. I really think, you know, I shit on regulation. I'm not a very pro-regulation person generally, but what has managed to happen in sort of the algorithm advertising social media realm is absolutely horrifying and needs to be, I don't know, regulated, yeah. Shut down or something. I don't know.
なんかやっぱその、例えばツイッターだと140文字で書いてあることより書いてないコンテキストの方が大きいわけじゃん、どう考えても。だからこの間ね、友達と話してる時にあのネスプレッソを私が買ってすごいいいっていう話をしてたのね。で彼女もネスプレッソ使ってるっつって、で私があのキャラメル味のやつがすごい好きなんだよねって言ったの。そしたら彼女が結構あのはっきり、え、私マジあれ大嫌いなんだけどって言ってきたのね。でその勢いが良すぎてなんか面白くて爆笑しちゃったんだけど、なんかそんなに嫌いと思って、でウケるっつって笑ったんだけど、なんか後でそれを例えばツイッターで言われた時、なんか私はこのエスプレッソのキャラメルのやつが好きってツイートしたら、知らない人から、え、私それ大嫌いなんですけどって言われたら、ただのクソリップじゃん。なんかただただ不快になるし、なんでそんなこと言うんだろうって思って、その人のこと嫌いになるわけじゃん。だから全く同じことを言われるにしても、文脈もそうだし関係性もそうだし、その時の表情とか言い方とか、それによってこう全然無害なものにもなるし、めちゃくちゃ不快になること、不快になるし相手が嫌いになったりとかもあるわけじゃん。でなんかそのツイッターの難しさみたいなものがあまりこう認識されないまま、すごい難しい話を見逃してるから、ツイッターで、その特に政治とか、なんかね、すごいのをこの間見ちゃって、なんかどういう人同士の話だったか忘れちゃったんだけど、なんか中国がまあいろんなこう、ね、検閲とかウイグルの話とかをしてますみたいな言った時に、多分結構リベラルでフォロワーが結構いるような人が、これは良くないみたいなこと書いてたのね。そしたらなんか、まあ、結構右翼みたいな人が、初めてリベラルのなんかあなたと気が合いますねみたいなことを書いて、その後にすごい差別的なことを書いてたのね。なんかついに同じ敵ができましたねみたいな。そしたらそのリベラルの人がその差別用語に反応して、もう二度と話しかけないでくださいみたいなことを書いてて、 したらその右翼の人がやっぱりなんかクソリベラルめみたいな感じで暴言吐いてて、なんかなんだろう、そういうこう140文字でなんだろう、相手がどういう人かも分かんないし、で急にこう話しかけ合うことの難しさみたいな。
How can they be bigger enemies towards each other than like towards a regime that is like, you know, imprisoning and you know, committing these forced labor crimes and all this? Like, isn't this, can't we just agree on this and not have to, you know, attack each other?
ここではこう批判してる対象は2人とも全く同じなんだけど、そこでやっぱりなんか片方はまあ差別言葉とかは良くないってもちろん思ってるし、で片方は差別用語使ってもいいって思ってる時点でまあすごいずれてるし、その右翼の人は多分なんか右翼リベラルですごい分けて考えてるから、その話の内容云々っていうよりもこうリベラルのこの人がこう言ってるから右翼の自分と仲良くなれ、なんかそういうあの特殊な観点で見てるから多分合わなくて、それ二度と話しかけないでくださいみたいなことになってたんだけど、それを見てちょっとやっぱツイッター難しいよなと思った。
Did you see there aren't they disabling the retweet feature for content that Twitter deems is not trueSomething.
I thought that was for all the tweets, no? Like you have to put なんかそのデフォルトはコメントつけないといけないみたいな話なんじゃなかったっけ？なんかよくわかんない。そこちゃんと見てなかった。
Just in the last couple of days they announced something with the change to Twitter retweeting, but I have to say if I look at the feed, I will see some post that has been retweeted likethousands if not tens of thousands of times, and it's fake news. It's fake, 100% fake, but it has so much momentum that it just keeps growing, and I'm just looking at this, I'm like, wow, like there so many people have retweeted this, and the people that are trying to call it out, like someone usually if you wait long enough, eventually the top reply or one of the top replies will be like,you know, this is fake, this is CGI, or he never said that, or whatever it is. But the frequency with which I see absolutely gigantic posts with like tens of thousands of retweets that are totally fake news, it just blows my mind. I see it, it's like the biggest stories are fake. Like the biggest ones. Like...
That also depends on who you're following, right? Like, I actually recently made my own account secretly. And I'm just following people that are, like, completely harmless. So all the things that we've been talking about are totally irrelevant to this part of me. like, so...And there are so many people using Twitter, and I'm sure there are a lot of people using it in my way, my secret way.
Yeah, it's a common... So... It's a trend to have, like, your public account, and then you have... What's the word for it?
Uraka?
Yeah, uraka.
Ura account, so...
Yeah. But then people end up making, like, an ura account.
バレちゃうってってこと?
And they have to, like, keep...
でもう一個作るってこと、なんか多分つかさのエピソードかなんかの時言ったと思うんだけど、その産後にあまりに授乳の時夜中何万回も起きて一人で真っ暗闇でやってるのが辛くて、でその時ツイッターのアカウント作って、それはもう捨てちゃったんだけど、最近なんか母も亡くなったし、知らない人がどういう話してるか見たいなとか、まあ、あと韓国ドラマの話とかしてる人たちの話も見たいなと思って裏垢作って。
You don't want to follow them on the main account?
Our show account? I could, but like that, I don't know if you like that. Like our feed will look totally different.
Our feed is pretty wild already.
そうね。いやなんかさ、自分の話を誰に聞いてもらいたいわけじゃないんだけど、なんかを外に向かって言いたい時があって、それをでもバイリンガルニュースのマミとして言うってなるとちょっと考えちゃうみたいな時とかもあるじゃん。 なんだろう、例えば子育ての話とか、バイリンガルニュースフォローしててそんなに別に興味ない人もいるだろうし、逆になんか辛い経験とかがあって子育ての話を避けてるみたいな人もいるだろうしとか、なんか思っちゃうから、何も考えずにくだらないことを、あとなんかフォロワーの数が多いとさ、やっぱあまりにもくだらないことを、なんかくだらない独り言をつぶやくのも迷惑というか申し訳ないかなとか思っちゃうから。
It's called context collapse, right? So you don't know who you're talking to anymore. And it gets to a point where no matter what you say, it could be taken the wrong way by somebody. And then you're going to get like, no matter what you post, somebody could have like a negative feeling about it. They could just be jealous, or they could just, whatever it is, they may have some, you know, personal trauma that where they get triggered. But you reach a certain level and it's like, I mean, you see most celebrities in the US, you know, like they can just post like, oh, I just went for a run, and then people reply like, yeah, I hope you get hit by a car next time or something. Like, it's just, you know, you don't really know what's, I don't know if it's safe or what's appropriate or
yeah. So on it.
Like, I looked at Kanye West's Twitter, because someone sent me... So there was an MMA fight where this guy caught a kick, and then the guy whose kick got caught, he did a jumping, spinning back kick to his face and knocked him out. And it was like... It looks like The Matrix or something. Like, it's just... It's really flashy. And then I guess Kanye saw that clip and thought it was like crazy. And so he made a song for that viral clip and posted that. And I'm just like, what is this content? Like, it's just a clip of this guy getting knocked out over and over. And then this like hard hip hop music over it, but it's like, yeah, like you see these people with a huge following, right? And they'll post something that seems really like that's kind of kudaranai, or that's, you know, I don't know. You don't want, there's no point if it becomes too predictable either, right? So it's kind of like, I don't know.
いやー、なんか難しいよね。別になんだろう、その人に見られたらまずいこととかを書いてるわけじゃないから、バレたらバレたで別にいいんだけど、
うん、
なんか分けた方がなんか、なんだ、例えば韓国語をめっちゃ勉強してるからそれの話とか、
うん、
なんか誰も聞いてくれないから自分の周りで、なんかでも誰なんか書きたいから書くけど、それをバイリンガルニュースのアカウントでやったらおかしなことになるじゃん。
I have like 15 uraka all over the place.
What?
Different platforms and stuff.
Do you have a Twitter account?
I do have a Twitter account, but
そうなんだ。
I haven't used it. It's super old.
Oh,
I haven't used it at all.
So you don't have like an active uraka?
I don't like Twitter as much as I like sort of tighter, like message boards, more like linear, not, you know, this sort of algorithm thing where you're not sure if you're missing something or why you're seeing what you're seeing. on message boards, everything that everyone posts is there. It's in chronological order. It's much simpler for people to have conversations over the course of several days or over the course of a month on a particular topic. So you can go into a message board and have a conversation about the F1 rocket engine in super detail with other people that are, you know, knowledgeable about exactly that thing, and you have some particular question, and you can learn that way. But I don't Twitter, like posting on Twitter to learn is like super meiwaku, right? It's like, just fucking Google it, or like, I don't know. Right. It's like you're asking too many people.
Yeah.
If you're, if you're trying to learn.
Reddit は結構好き。なんか、なんだろう、そのアップボートとかダウンボートのシステムがあるから、日本もさ、ヤフーコメントがよく問題視されるけど、Reddit みたいにすればもうちょっと平和になるんじゃないかなと思ってるけど。
Reddit is a disaster now, though. Everything just gets deleted and locked.
Oh, okay.
It's, 多分自分が見るやつ。I used to love Reddit.
なんかすごいみんな、
Rest in peace, Aaron Shorts.
礼儀正しい。あの、アメリカのそのフォーラムって結構、自分が見たやつは、見たことあるものは、相対的に日本のやつと比べるとすごくみんな礼儀正しいっていうか、例えばその不妊治療とか妊娠子育て系のフォーラムも英語のやつの方がなんか多分結構意外な人もいるかもしれないけど500倍ぐらい優しかったりして、日本のやつは結構なんだろうね、怖い人が多い気がする。なんかなんでそんなこと聞くんですか、調べたらいいじゃないですかみたいなことをわざわざ書くとか。
The、
でもそれもだからそういうダウンボードみたいなシステムがあんまないからかもね。
The voting thing, I don't really like it. I would, like, humans are there and they can ignore comments and...Like, we do that already. We don't need this upvote, downvote thing. Like, if you have everything in chronological order, people respond to who they want to respond to. And if you don't want to say anything, that's fine too. But this, this voting thing is pathological, in my opinion.
でもなんかやっぱ全体の治安はそれで保たれてる感じがする。それが全くないやつと比べると全然違うもん、雰囲気が。なんか、すさんでくるとこういうこと聞いていいのかなみたいな感じでみんながこうビクビクしたっていうか感じになるし、なんかすごい雰囲気悪いみたいな。
It hurts your feelings if you're downvoted, no?
I'm sure, 私はねその書いたりはしないから、そのダウンボードされることとかすることの気持ちは全然わかんないんだけど、ただこうやっぱすごい攻撃的なことを言ってる人とかはさ、ダウンボードされたり、それダウンボード集まりすぎてなんか見えなくなったりとかするじゃん。その方がなんか治安にもいいし、多分意地悪なこと言おうかなって思った時に、あでもどうせ見えなくなっちゃうしな、時間の無駄かなっていう、こう抑止力にはなってる気はするけどね。
The downvote thing creates an echo chamber, unfortunately. And so as time goes on, it will just become a total chamber.
まあだからあれによるよね、トピックによるよね。そういうこうなんか不妊治療とか、だから政治的なものだとちょっとあれかもしれないけど、そうじゃなくてみんながただこう励まし合うみたいなさ、とか何かこう reassuring なこと言ってほしいみたいな場では、その制度は結構生きてる気がする。
If the problem is the user, right, and they sort of attack people or have crappy behavior.Then it's better to have a system where users can neg other users, right? So if some user, you know, says something rude, or, you know, people agree that this user is abusing people or something, then they can neg that user. And if they reach a certain threshold of,negative, it's like
isn't that how
you
Reddit
can just
works?
Put a rating on no Reddit is just if they disagree with you, you get banned, or If the group disagrees, like you, if you go into a subreddit,
there's a moderator.
You know what the subreddit's opinion on something is, right? More or less. And if you want to point something out that they disagree with, it'll just be downvoted by the first, you know, 15 users that see it, and then nobody else will ever see it, and the chamber is secure. It's pathological.
I guess I haven't really looked at like controversial or like so you know debate的な threads. Like I just go to like なんか面白い話とか、なんかあるじゃん、そのなんか怖か、なんかびっくりした話みたいなとか。なんかそういう別に全然 controversial じゃないやつだから、単純にこうなんだろう、人に失礼なこと言ったり攻撃的なことを言うと消されてるなっていう印象しかなかったけど。 まあ確かにそういう政治とか、あの、二分されるとか、まあちょっと検閲されてるみたいな感じにはなるんだろうなと思うけど。
I think having a community that can put restrictions on a particular problematic user is better than shutting down their message or shutting down certain or having a system that censors a message after the first whatever 15 people or whatever downvotes it, right?
Hmm.
And then you end up with a community that consists of less antagonistic people over time. That's just in my experience as a user of both systems. I think, you know, not having the upvote downvote on the actual messages is better, but you know, there are limitations. Like if you have a huge, huge, huge number of users, then there's just, you know, a given amount of real estate on the screen. If you don't have the upvote downvote system, then, you know, you have to just really, really just scroll,
yeah,
you know, for days.
Yeah.
Right? So.
まあ単純に不便だもんね。
次。 According to a new paper published in the Journal of Anatomy by researchers at Flinders University in Australia, more people are born with shorter faces, smaller jaws, no wisdom teeth, extra bones in their legs and feet, and in some cases, an extra artery in their arms. The researchers tracked retainment rates of different physical features over generations, including dissecting preserved corpses. Dr. Tegan Lucas stated the following about the study. A lot of people thought humans have stopped evolving, but our study shows we are still evolving, faster than at any point in the past 250 years. The prevalence of the median artery has increased from around 10% in the 1880s to 30% in people born in the late 20th century. The researchers speculate that it could have resulted from genetic mutations or changes in pregnancy or both. At this rate, the majority of humans could have a median artery by 2100. The artery in the arm used to form in the womb and disappear after birth. However, now as many as 1 in 3 people retain the artery their whole life.
Journal of Anatomy に掲載されたオーストラリアのフリンダース大学の研究によると、近代の人間は進化の結果、顔が短く、顎が小さく、親知らずがなく、足に余分な骨があり、一部では腕の動脈が余分にある人も増えていることが分かりました。チームは保存されている死体を解剖し、さまざまな身体的特徴が世代を超えて保持される率をトラッキングしました。研究に携わったテガン・ルーカス博士は、この研究について以下のように述べています。多くの人が人類の進化は止まったと思っていました。しかし今回の研究は、人類が過去250年間のどの時点よりも速いスピードで進化していることを示しています。腕に正中動脈がある人の率は1880年代には約 10% でしたが、20世紀後半では 30% まで増加しました。チームは原因について、遺伝子の突然変異、または妊娠に何らかの変化が起きている、あるいはその両方に起因する可能性があると推測しています。このままの速度でいくと、2100年までに人類の大多数が正中動脈を持つ可能性があります。腕の正中動脈は子宮内で形成され、出生後に消えていましたが、現在では3人に1人が生涯にわたって動脈を保持しています。
Yep.
なんでなんだろうね。
Like why are we still evolving, or like why are these
no
the traits that we're evolving?
Yeah, the latter. てか足の余分な骨って何?
Just the like little there are a bunch of small bones in your ankles and stuff.
Hmm.
And I guess people have more. But I mean they've found I think we've talked about one of these discoveries in the past. Maybe there's like some bone in the arm or something?
剣みたいな筋だね。この、mm. 何手首をグッと手前に押した時に出てくるこの筋みたいのがあのお猿時代の名残みたいな。だから一本多いと木にこう捕まるのが、mm. あの上手になるんだけど、それがまあ多くの人は退化してるっていう。私はそれないけど、
mm.
それの話はしたことあるけど。余分な骨とか artery の話は知らなかった。
Well, I think our jaws are getting softer because you know, we eat like プリンとかすごく柔らかいもの
豆腐とか
Yeah, and you wouldn't really find stuff like that in nature. Like a lot of what we eat doesn't require our jaw muscles very much.A lot of processed foods are like that.
まあ、あと料理の仕方も違うしね。その肉をさ、何焚き火でガーって急に焼くのとさ、なんかじゃあ何70度のお湯につけてスロークックして柔らかくとかそういう。
Yeah, and now we are all eating. You know, not everyone, but we have softer meat, like.More tender, I don't know. People yeah, are eating like A5 Wagyu, whatever, yeah. and it's, you know. But if you were in prehistoric times, that's like straight Gyu Suji. Like, there's, you're going to have to like rip the meat off with your face.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
I mean, that's what we still do that. You know, if you eat a drumstick or something, you're like, you know.Pulling the drumstick away from your face or your face away from the drumstick.
Yeah.
We have canines.
親知らずが、私親知らず、下しか生え、あの、そもそも下しかなくて、上がもう元からなかったのね。存在しないかったんだけど。
That's weird.
でもさ、do people die from it or die from trying to remove them or something? Like, why...Do we have more people without them?
People's jaws are getting smaller, so we have less space. So that's why they need to be removed. Because the jaw
That's not always the reason, though. Like, they removed mine. Like, mine were perfect.
Okay.
I only have two, but they were perfect. But they were like, なんか虫歯になりやすいから抜きますねって言ってどっちも抜かれた。
What? That's a lie.
They were like, it's hard to brush those teeth.
What? So they pulled them out?
Yeah, so they pulled them out.
That's insane.
But I guess that made sense because I didn't have the ones on my upper jaw anyway. So it's kind of not balanced, you know? だから、まあそれもあったのかもしれないけど。
Oh, I see.
Hmm. 顔が短いっていうのは、その縦の長さがってこと?
I think people are, you know, starting to look more. Well, there's been a theory about this, and it's called. It's neoteny, right? And what has been observed, and not necessarily in a scientific way, but.It's been observed that humans are neotenizing, that we are retaining childlike characteristics later into adulthood. More so than, I mean, we are already sort of neotenized. We have larger heads than any other primate in relation to our body size. And we are hairless, more or less. I mean, Some people are hairy. but less hairy. We're less hairy than like chimpanzees. And you know, we are becoming more baby-like. We have this soft skin. I mean, you can compare our skin to, I don't know, just a couple of generations ago, it's probably different. There's also hormone effects, and it's not part of this research in particular. Well, I mean, they didn't mention it in particular, but we know that there are various hormone disrupting chemicals that are in our food and water. And those are feminizing for men and would essentially change our physiological development to trend towards smaller jaws and sort of less masculine features. The artery thing's interesting. They mention changes in pregnancy. And so I don't, maybe it was like I don't know if want is the right word, but it would be advantageous to have that artery for increased blood flow to the hands, because we use our hands way more than we ever did before. But there could be, you know, there is some cost associated with more arteries. And so, I don't know, maybe that's a factor. You know, certain kind of baby may require more resources.
Right.
But I don't know.
It's weird.
They don't seem to know exactly either what the causes are. They're just able to measure that these changes are happening.
That reminded me, なんかこのパンデミックでロックダウン中に妊娠して、あ、出産した人がその子供が未熟児だった確率が、まあ、複数の国で普段の 90% 普段から 90% 低下してるみたいな。だからこう妊婦がいかに普段無理してるかみたいなその現代社会で、なんかまあそういうのもね、胎児の状態とかにもちろん関係あるだろうし、なんていうの、その洞窟の中でさ座って木の実を集めてるのと、なんかヒール履いて、妊婦でもヒール履いて電車に乗って一日中立ち仕事するとかさ、それをあまり想定した作りになってなかったりするわけだから。
This idea that we aren't evolving anymore, or we don't have selective pressures anymore, I think is kind of crazy. That's, you know, of course we're still evolving. It's just the selective pressures are different. You know, so someone invented glasses, so not having great eyesight isn't a huge selective pressure anymore. And so what those pressures are has changed, but it seems like I think it's a lot of it has shifted to sort of cognitive mental capacity. And I think there are strong selective pressures related to mental, I guess, competence. But obviously we can't really see that physiologically.
Right.
But brains are probably evolving, right?
Yeah, for sure, right? Because, I mean, I don't even know what it means when people say that we're not, I mean, evolving anymore. I think to me, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Because it's not like everyone's mating with everyone.
Mm.
So...
selection's happening.
I mean, happening. If you just look at Tinder or Hollywood stars or, you know, whatever, it's obvious, right? That humans like certain traits and dislike certain traits. And
so the evolutionary pressures that people were focused on before, like getting eaten by an animal or something, those have been removed. And so they're like, well, those pressures are removed, so we must not be evolving anymore. But I think that's, you know... naive. And there has been great resistance to including things like language and computer code as part of evolution, but I think gradually it's being accepted that language is part of evolution, our evolution, and language itself is evolving too, even if it's not alive. Like, biologists think that it has to be alive to evolve, but the physics of evolution work, whether it's in language or whether it's inside a machine. And we take those same principles of iteration and then selection of the most successful iteration and then iterating from that most successful iteration again. And that works in machines, and that's some kind of evolution too, I think.
Yeah. 次.
The US, Japan, Australia, Canada, Italy, Luxembourg, UAE, and the UK have signed the Artemis Accords, which consists of 10 rules for having a sustainable presence on the moon, including no littering, no fighting, and helping each other's astronauts in an emergency. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine stated the following: Artemis will be the broadest and most diverse international human space exploration program in history. And the Artemis Accords are the vehicle that will establish this singular global coalition. With today's signing, we are uniting with our partners to explore the moon and are establishing vital principles that will create a safe, peaceful, and prosperous future in space for all of humanity to enjoy.
人類が持続可能な方法で月に滞在するため、アメリカ、日本、オーストラリア、カナダ、イタリア、ルクセンブルク、アラブ首長国連邦、イギリスの8カ国がポイ捨て禁止、紛争禁止、緊急事態下においてお互いの宇宙飛行士を助けることなど10か条で構成されるアルテミス協定に署名しました。 NASA のジム・ブライデンスティン長官は以下のように述べています。アルテミスは歴史上最も広範で最も多様な国際宇宙探査プログラムであり、今回のアルテミス合意はこの特殊な世界連合を確立する手段です。本日の署名により、私たちはパートナーと共に月を探索し、すべての人類が享受できるよう、安全で平和で豊かな未来を宇宙に創造する重要な原則を確立しているのです。
Yep.
So, why these 8 countries?
I don't know. Toriaizu, these 8. They're going to add more countries later.
Okay.
The countries we want on board this Artemis Accords is obviously like Russia and China. Right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, Luxembourg signed on. Great.
So, そうなんだよね。それちょっと思っちゃった。なんか、ルクセンブルクかみたいな。いいけど、China は、China と Russia はみたいな。
Do they have a space program? Luxembourg.
I don't
Does
know.
Italy
I
have a space
aware.
Program? I don't... I mean, I guess they have the ESA.
EU... だから、そうだね。EU じゃなくてこれはもう個別にっていうことだもんね。それもなんでなのかわかんないけど。
Well, I think maybe it's hard to just get the whole EU on board.
I guess. でもこれに反対する理由もなんかあんま分かんないけど。
Well, if you wanna, so this requires. Let me read the full list of principles, the 10 principles. Peaceful exploration, transparency, interoperability, emergency assistance, registration of space objects, release of scientific data, preserving heritage, space resources, deconfliction of activities, and orbital debris.
Transparency とかがあるのか。
So transparency could be a challenge for some countries, and they may not want to have interoperability. They may not want to share resources. It's like, yeah, we're going to share resources. Yeah, you know. Sure we are.
Because it's... ベースを作ってなんかこうミリタリー的なね何か起きたい場合はこんなのにサインしてる場合じゃないもんね。
Yeah, so you know China has done some things in low Earth orbit that people don't like.
Yeah.
And so we want to have rules set in advance where everyone agrees about
right.
the moon. So if anyone does something weird.I mean, I don't know, like, what is the worst thing you could do?
I don't know. Weaponize it? Weaponize moon?
What, the entire moon?
Yeah.
Like, turn the moon into a weapon? Or, like, push the moon? No pushing the moon allowed.
No,
I think that's
not,
important.
Well, not like that, but, like,なんていうの、ベースだから military base を置いてみたいな。
Yeah.
Or just like claim it, claim it in general, claim the whole thing.
It's hard because so much space stuff kind of could double as military.
Yeah.
You know. So.、Okay.I mean, I hope it goes well. I don't know when it's really going to, you know, start coming together. Like, we'll have more than one country on the moon. And then we'll have, like, we'll have news about things that happen on the moon, right? Like, between bases.
Yeah.まあ、だからロシアとアメリカもね、別に協力してるから、そういう、なんていうの?まあ、地球上でのコンフリクトとは全く関係ないところで宇宙飛行士同士は協力し合うっていうのが一番理想だよね、
うん
まあ、今は多分そうなってると思うけど、まあ、個人間は関係ないもんねだって本来はそういう国同士の
Politics Do you think this,
の失敗みたいな
You think this will be honored?
I hope soNo littering, no fighting.
So I'm optimistic about most of it, but things like transparency, interoperability, and resources, those three things are the ones I'm worried about. I mean, interoperability, it's not do or die. It just sort of makes everything more efficient.
Yeah. まあ、transparency だよね、きっとね。難しいね。
And resources.
Right, right.
And transparency regarding resources. right?
Yeah. yeah.
so.
そうね。I don't know. Did you watch the deep fake video of... It didn't really look like deep fake. I guess they were calling it deep fake in the media, but あの、キム・ジョウンとプーチンのなんか。Video.
Oh, them together?
No, separate, but なんか
They're both deepfakes?
あれ誰がやったんだ?なんか CM 作った会社があって、会社かなんか団体があって、その民主主義っていうのは簡単にこう崩れ落ちるものであって、こう、なんかロシアとか北朝鮮とかが何もしなくても勝手にアメリカがボロボロに崩れて出るよみたいなことをプーチンとキム・ジョンウンがスピーチをしてる偽の動画をどっかの団体か会社が作ってそれを あの、まあ、大手のネットワーク、アメリカのテレビで流そうとしたんだけど、まあ、あの、まあ、テレビ局がそれをちょっとこれはっつって流さなかったっていうのがニュースになってて、うん、まあ、ディープフェイクなのかな、結構ちょっと CG っぽいっていうか、あの、まあ、騙そうとして作ってるわけじゃなくて、もちろんそのこれは偽物ですっていうのをあの CM だから前面に押し出してるし、うん、あの、まあ、ちょっと CG っぽい感じなんだけど、
You know, I have a different feeling now about this fake content that comes with a disclaimer, because it often just gets reposted without the disclaimer and then goes viral anyways. And so it's like,
そう、私は結構その広告はあまり好きじゃないっていうか、やりたいことの意図は分かるんだけど、
mm-hmm.
その分かるし、分かるし面白いのかもしれないけど、アイデアとして、ただこうやっぱそれを見た時に本当に言ってるって思っちゃう人もいるし、今マイケルが言ったみたいにそれがネットでリポストされた時に多分本当だって思っちゃう人はね、何千人何万人とか出ちゃうから、
Mm-hmm. And the algorithm finds the people that believe stuff.
So, so, so.
You know, so you think like, oh, you know, no one's going to, you know, fall for this or whatever, but the algorithm will find those people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like the flat earth thing. Like, I swear, every single flat earther was created by YouTube. Google made that religion just from the beginning. And,
そこにこう責任を持てないじゃん、やっぱりそれ作った人たちはね、だから、うん、あんま、しかもなんだ、やっぱあの現実に存在してる人じゃん、プーチンもキム・ジョンウンも、
うん、
で当然その人たちの許可は得てないわけだから、なんかそれもちょっとどうなのかなとか、う
ん、Have you seen Wide Putin?
ん?
Have you seen Wide Putin?
Wide Putin?、
うん、
What's that?
It's like, it's just a super viral video.
Okay.
Of
He's just like wide. 横に引き伸ばされてるってこと。
He's really wide.
What? え、これは何? What is it?
And he just walks around. He like walks around. He like walks down a hallway and like turns and goes down another hallway and he's just really wide.
何これ?
I don't know, but it's one of the most popular videos like on the internet. It's up there.
It's weird.
And I think the music has a big part of it. You know, it's like there's a certain like cheesy like kind of superhero music that really sets it off, but I don't really know him.
めっちゃ犬鳴いてない?
Yeah.
え、犬だよね、それ。
So that, I actually thought that that dog was like the awning of a restaurant or something, like the, you know, the little, if they have seki outside, they'll have like a little rain roof.
Yeah.
And it has a crank, right? And you can turn the crank and it'll like go up.
Hi, hi, hi.
But
hi, hi.
If it squeaks, then every time you go around, it'll be like, you know, as you're like raising the awning. And I thought that's what that was because I heard that noise every single morning at the exact same time. then, recently, I realized it was a dog.
あ、誰かがだから犬を最近買ったってこと?
Yeah, someone's dog. Well, yeah.
子犬なのかね?
I don't know. It's really far away, actually, that dog.
あ、そうなの?
It's nowhere near here. It's
あ、
like,
そうなの? めっちゃ聞こえるから近くかと思った。
No, it's like a 5-minute walk. It's like way over there. Like, it's not near my building.
あ、そうなんだ。
Yeah.
え、これマイクでは拾ってないかな、もしかして。じゃあ私だけかな?
Well, if you can hear it, then I think people can hear it. So.
なのかな?
Yeah.
なんかね、Did 誰かが… You... Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
何? Oh, no, I was just gonna say, なんか誰かが、Twitter で、バイリンガルニュースのサイトいつできますか? いつ復活しますかって聞いてくれたんだけど。
So our first of all, thank you for, I mean, 勝手に thank you for your patience. Yeah, our web developer team has been severely impacted by the bull illness.
そう。
So
すごい心配だよね。
The primary dev that I work with has been in a critical care unit for like a week and just got discharged. So we will hopefully see, I don't want to make any promises. Hopefully next week we can work to restore that. And everything is pretty much ready. It's just we want to have our team on standby when we go live. Yeah. So yeah. And that started like over a month ago. Yeah. So it's been a really long stay in the hospital.
怖いよね。本当に。トランプは怖がらなくていいって言ってたけど。It's like do not be afraid.
Well, so this dev had a different illness. And then I think had complications and then like got another illness and kind of got out of control. What do you think of the iPhone 12?
ねえ、なんか出てたね。なんか一個なん、あれか、あのワイヤレスチャージャー。
なんだっけ、MagSafe。
あ、そうそうそう、マグセーフ。
うん。
それちょっと欲しい。
Yeah. It seems. I don't know if it makes that much of a difference, but it seems cool.
うん。いや、やっぱ刺すとこがね、なんかすぐ壊れるから。
Yeah.
うん。いくらなのマグセーフ
？Well.You don't. It comes with the MagSafe. I mean, all the phones do. The new ones.
What?
Right?
え、嘘でしょ?
Well, it comes with the technology, but you have to buy the charger.
Right, right.
The charger is actually separate. So, yeah, they don't include the charger in the box. And I think MagSafe is better.
It says it's $39.
For the charger?
Yeah.
So now we have another charger type. And it has a lightning port, right?You know, so they took the charger out of the box and it's like, oh, you know, it's so great for the environment.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking like, but you're the reason why I have all these lightning cables in addition to all these USB-C cables that I need to charge my like computer and other stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's always this stupid micro USB that will just never go away.
しかもなんか高い方のモデルだとついてくるんだよね。なんかリビルドで言ってたけど。
Oh, it comes with the charger?
Yeah.
So if you pay more money, we can
そうそう wreck the environment. 結局その環境問題とかっていうよりはコストカットじゃんみたいなことは言ってた。
Well, if the charge port was USB-C and we just make that the standard, then the number of cables, I don't know how many cables you've bought, I've bought, everyone's bought, but I think if there's, you know, 7 billion people in the world,I don't know how many of them have smartphones, but the number of cables has to be like crazy, right? We could make a moon. We could make like another moon out of just cables.
Yeah.
So it's from an environmental standpoint, it's, I think it would have been better to not have the, because now it's, we have lightning cable and USB-C cable and MagSafe. Are you going to carry the MagSafe with you?
Well, I'm just imagining, その自分のケーブルがすぐ壊れるのってやっぱなんか携帯は抜き差し毎日していくからなのかなと思って、なんていうの、MagSafe だったらさ、そのケーブルを抜いて差したりとかそんなちょっとしないわけじゃん。だその劣化して壊れるみたいなのはそっちの方が少ないんじゃないかなって勝手に想像してるんだけど。
Maybe.
知らんけど。
the MagSafe could break too. You know, it goes and it snaps on there kind of hard. And I don't know how many times you can do that, but
I don't know,
they always say they test this stuff in like, you know, they have some iPhone cable in a factory and some little machine is bending it over and over and over. And they're like, yeah, we've bent it like a billion times. It's totally solid. And you use it for like a month and it falls apart. So.
この間の iOS のアップデートで Siri とか電話が全画面にならなくなったの、地味にめちゃくちゃ便利。
うん。
なんか Siri に天気を聞くんだけど、いつも。それがこう、一気にさ、Siri の画面みたいな。Siri がもう、なんていうの、インベイドしてくるみたいなのがなくなったから。それはありがたい。
Siri called someone on, like, when I wasn't meaning to the other day.
Oh.
I was driving and I was trying to, I was driving, but I wanted to listen to music. And I had YouTube open and I tapped the little microphone thing in the search bar and this pop-up comes up and it's like, do you want to give YouTube permission, you know, to access your microphone? And I'm like, okay, fine, yes. And then it opens the settings page. I'm like, oh, gee. Like, I'm driving, right? So I'm not trying to like, go through the settings page and stuff. So I go back to YouTube and I decide to just hit the... I tried to use Siri. I think I'd try to use Siri first, actually. And I asked Siri to play music, so I had my phone in Japanese and Siri was in Japanese. And then after the update, Siri suddenly changed to English.
Okay.
So when I said like, 音楽をかけてください, it called someone in my address book while I'm driving. Oh. And I'm like fumbling my phone trying to hang up because it's like someone I haven't talked to in four, 5 years or something. But
is it? なんかさ、Siri に Hey, play some music って言って、音楽がかかっちゃった後に音量をどうにかするって Siri ではできないじゃん、right? Like, can Siri can't hear you, right? Once something's playing.
I don't know. I haven't found it that useful.
Like, that's...
ever, so...
That's and always just, my problem.
So, Siri is using some kind of speech-to-text algorithm, right? Mm. And it very likely assigns a confidence level to each transcribed word. And what I don't like is that Siri will do things when... Like, I know its confidence level... in what I'm saying is very low because I can say something in Japanese to my English Siri and it'll execute on it. But it's like the confidence level for what you're hearing has to be almost zero, right? So for sure, don't make a phone call. Are you out of your mind?
That's you,
like a human would be like, you know, sorry, I couldn't hear you or something, right?
Yeah.
You know? Okay, get some clarification before you just go do something, right?
Yeah. なんだろうね、そう聞き返される方が不快度が高いっていう判断、あの、Siri のっていうよりはアップル側の判断なのかね。で、聞き返されるよりはなんかやった方がマシって思ってるのかな。
Siri needs to know when it has low confidence.In what was said, especially if it's a call to action.
Yeah.
And get clarification before it just calls up, you know, my XXXXX girlfriend or something crazy, right?
気まずいもんね。
While I'm driving and I'm like, holy sh-, you know, like,
まあ、それはそうだ。
I almost died because of that. Seriously.
まあそうだね。確かに。
Yeah, so the confidence thing I think is...totally missing. They need to fix that. And I don't mind. Like, I don't like it that Siri will just do something when it's not sure. you know? Hmm. And it makes me unsure of what Siri is going to do.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, when is it, when the customizable version of Siri, like, when's the machine learning personalized version of Siri coming out?
The her version?
Yeah. I thought, like, some kind of Soyu version would be out by now, somehow. Because I guess we talked about it, like, some years ago that it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Probably from Google, but then, like, mada nai.
It's not personalized right now. I think it does learn from you somehow, right?
My Siri never learns anything from me.
Yeah. Are you talking to the Japanese Siri or the English Siri?
英語の Siri.
Hmm. It's crazy that it can't detect which language it's hearing either. So I could write a script where it's like, okay, confidence level is too low in this transcribed text. Let's run a language detection algorithm and see which one.
Resource の問題なんじゃないの?
It's like 5 cents on AWS or something. I don't know. It's not a big deal to do that.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't actually, even if it did that, I don't know if I would use it.
文字起こしのテキストは Android、iPhone、Mac、iPad のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックできるので試してみてください。単語リストとか、英語表現解説エッセイとかも読めるので、読み放題プランおすすめです。各エピソードごとの宿題、毎週出しているのでそちらもぜひやってみてください。
Yep.
なんかディクテーションとかね、単語問題、文法問題、とか、TOEIC に出てきそうな感じの種類の問題とかも出してるので自分の理解力をテストしてみたいなっていう人におすすめです、ね、Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします
お願いします、We don't have We don't do any advertising So we really appreciate it when people share our show And that's the only way it's ever spread You know?
そうだね。なのでそうです。口コミで、人におすすめしてくださってる方々本当にありがたいです。ぜひこれからもよろしくお願いします。というわけで、
お願いします。
おしまい。
バイ。
バイ。